The Star Turtles, Chapter 1. Lucy was a curious young girl who loved to explore the amazing world around her. One summer night, as she was lying in her garden gazing up at the stars, she noticed something very strange. The stars seemed almost to be moving, not just twinkling, almost dancing. Lucy sat straight up and rubbed her eyes whilst trying to make sense of what she was seeing. And then, that's when she saw them for the first time, shooting stars that looked like, could it be, flying turtles? The thought seemed absurd at first. Lucy couldn't believe her eyes. Was she really seeing what she was seeing? She sat in silence. She had always seen the stars as just tiny specks of light in the distant sky. Her mother said that they were pinholes in the curtain of the night. And her father said that they were giant planets. But now, she had seen the truth with her own eyes. At least, she thought she had. Surely, this was too strange to be true. Without hesitation, she sprang up and decided to follow one of these shooting stars to see where it would lead her. As she ran down the garden path and out of the front gate, she looked upward at the lights and the trails. Soon, she was through the nearest field and into the forest. She gazed between the branches as the star turtles swooped and soared through the air, seemingly leaving trails of sparkles behind itself. It somehow seemed to know that it was being followed. After what seemed like ages, the turtle led Lucy to a secret clearing deep in the heart of the woods. She thought she knew every inch of the wood, but this place was new. In the center of this space, there rested a whole family of star turtles, their patterned shells glistening against the dark backdrop of the trees. Each one appeared more beautiful and colorful than the last. Something magical to behold. At first, she just watched them, but then her curiosity got the better of her. Bravely, she approached them and introduced herself. They were not at all surprised by her presence. She had many questions, all of which she blurted out at once. The turtles seemed friendly and spoke slowly with deep tones in the manner of ones who knew well what they were talking about. They answered her questions one by one. It seemed that they not only had the power of flight, but also the gift of language and a sense of wisdom. She learned that each turtle had its own unique personality and abilities, and that they were responsible for bringing light and magic into the nighttime world. Also, she learned that not all were gifted with the sense to see them, for not all had the ability to believe. As the night wore on, the turtles talked of their adventures and their families. Lucy listened intently. However, she knew that she had to leave the Star Turtles and return home. For she too had a family who, if she were late, would be worried. She promised to come back and visit the turtles again very soon. They parted cordially, and Lucy skipped and ran back down the forest path. Later that night, she lay down in her bed, feeling an all for the magical world she had discovered. Like a dream, but not a dream at all. And as she closed her eyes, she knew that her adventures with the Star Turtles were only just beginning. The Star Turtles, Chapter 2. All afternoon, Lucy was sitting alone in the garden under the apple tree. It was her favorite place in the whole wide world. She was watching the leaves of the tree flutter in the cool breeze and trying to take in everything that had happened to her. As the sun dipped down below the garden wall, she was deep in thought. It was all too much. Had she really met some flying turtles? It seemed too much to be real. But as she had often heard her father say, sometimes fact is stranger than fiction. She had to find out more. She had to know. She set her mind to return to the forest and see what she could find. She jumped to her feet and sprinted to the kitchen, where she threw some fruit into her rucksack, grabbed a blanket, and darted out the door. She ran so fast that she was almost tripping over herself. The forest seemed different during the day, somewhat more friendly and less mysterious. Yet the trees seemed to be pointing in the direction that she needed to go. When she finally reached the clearing, it was empty. There were no signs that any unusual encounter had taken place. She sat down and took out her notebook and started to draw what she could remember. Then she realized there were star turtles, so probably they only appeared at night and not in the daylight. So maybe if she waited a while, there might be a chance. She placed her picnic blanket down on the grass and lay on it, looking up into the sky. Her eyes flickered open. Where was she? She did not recognize the place at all. Had she fallen asleep? The wind had got up. She looked around. For sure, it was not day anymore. And why did the grass feel hard and smooth? She sat up as if a strong electric current had passed through her body. Looking across to her left, she saw a friendly-looking face who winked at her. Looking across to her right, she saw the moon, looking somewhat closer than usual. It was then she realized she was sitting on a flying turtle. She could almost touch and taste the clouds, and even see the forest below. The few buildings dotted around looked like dolls' houses, and her heart was racing. A deep, friendly voice called out to her.
You should probably hold on to something. You know that you're going to be late, right?
What? She mumbled, slightly confused.
You're late. Your parents are going to be worried.
What happened? She asked.
You fell asleep, of course. Long day, I imagine. Don't blame you. It was a lovely evening.
Once again, it was all a lot to take in. The turtles, the stars, the flying. A mixture of the breathtaking and beautiful and magical and utterly confusing.
Which house is it? Asked the turtle.
The small cottage over there, she said, pointing down through the clouds.
Right you are, was the reply.
And down they swept, so smooth, almost floating as much as flying. They landed without even a bump. "We won't stay," said the largest turtle, winking again. "Thank you so, so much," said Lucy, as she slid down off the turtle's back and onto the soft grass. "You are real," she said in disbelief.
"We are as real as you are," said the turtles.
"Will I see you again?" she stuttered, wondering out loud.
"Oh, for sure. You know where we are," said a friendly voice.
And then, just like that, they took off and were gone. Lucy walked up the garden path, bemused and puzzled, but with a wide smile across her face. When she got to the door, she turned and looked up at the sky. For sure, some stars were moving. And she watched them for a moment before she entered the cottage. Inside, her mother was washing dishes and her father was fixing something at the kitchen table. Nobody said anything, as they were all busy with their own thoughts. Lucy went quietly to her room and lay down on her bed. The Star Turtles, Chapter 3. Lucy awoke feeling refreshed and eager to start the new day. As she got dressed, her mind drifted back to the magical encounters she had had with the Star Turtles over the past couple of nights. How could she possibly focus on anything else? Her eyes blinked. Were the turtles just vivid dreams, or did all those events really happen? Once again, she wasn't sure at all, but she felt compelled to find out more. After a quick breakfast, Lucy made her way to some local stores to run some errands for her mother. Almost the whole time her eyes were fixed towards the sky, hoping to spot something or anything. But the morning was calm, nearly cloudless, and a deep, moody blue. Later in the afternoon, Lucy hit upon the idea of visiting the local library. They were sure to have a wealth of information that she could study. If Star Turtles really did exist, perhaps she could find some information about them. She was daydreaming all the way back into town, every now and then looking up. She almost walked right across the football pitch while a match was playing. That would have been an awkward situation to explain, as would explaining how she almost fell into the duck pond. Finally, she arrived safely at her destination. The librarian peered down over her glasses at the short figure in front of her. Lucy was not bothered by the overly inquisitive stare and asked the librarian for any information that might exist about flying reptiles. After a long pause, the librarian led her to a distant corner. The sign over the section read, "Astronomy and Ancient Legends." The next question was where to start. One old, dusty red book caught her eye. "Creatures of the Night Sky, Myth and Mystery." She flipped over the thin pages until she came upon a chapter entitled "The Star Turtles of the Midnight Forests." Her heart leapt as she began to read. The book described a reclusive family of magical flying turtles that soared the night skies. Of course, they were not real. At least, that's what was written in there. According to legend, they only appeared to a select few who they deemed worthy and able to keep their secrets. Lucy carefully closed the book and marked the page. So she was perhaps not the first to see these creatures, or even speak to them. She fished her library card from her coat pocket and checked the book out. She headed straight home, eager to continue researching. Later, that night, after dinner, Lucy snuck out into the backyard with a flashlight. She sat on a branch of the apple tree in the corner of the garden and read intently. She studied and studied, making little notes with a pencil in the margins of the pages. Time flew by, and soon it was past midnight. All the lights in the house were out, as her mum and dad had already gone to bed. Lucy's eyelids grew heavy. It had been another long day, and she was quite tired. Perhaps she too ought to head to bed. All of a sudden, a bright light flickering through the branches of the tree caught her eye. She peered out into the night and couldn't believe what she was looking at. Right there, above her head, was a star turtle, hovering silently, with a wide, warm smile on its face. Lucy quickly climbed down from the branch. She was trembling with excitement. This was her chance to learn even more. She slowly approached the majestic creature. Her chest was pounding. But she was not afraid, for she knew the turtle would be kind towards her.
"Right," said the turtle, in soft, low tones. "Where would our avid little adventurer like to go this evening?"